Do you know what kind of birth control method Al Gore used when he first got married? I'll tell you in a minute. Sad story about the couple that died from carbon monoxide poisoning. I'm sure you've seen it in the news. We still don't have the whole story. It's just very sad. I don't want to get into their story. But just coincidentally, weeks before, I realized I didn't have one up. Of course, the real estate agents, like the cobbler's kids that go without shoes. And I had two unopened that I had bought, 10-year batteries. And I opened one up and I put it in my kitchen. I have a smoke detector in my kitchen, which is kind of like my that old joke about my wife used a smoke detector as a kitchen timer. And then I put another one. I have a smoke detector in my hallway outside of my three bedrooms. And you're supposed to have a smoke detector in each bedroom. Well, one is a guest room, no one comes, one is an office. My bedroom, I have it outside my bedroom. Maybe I should put it in my bedroom. I put the second carbon monoxide detector in my bedroom. And then one's in the kitchen, which is near the laundry room and the furnace and all that stuff. So please make sure you have the 10-year batteries are the way to go. The carbon monoxide detector actually has a thermometer on it, and it says you could even set it on a table, but Google to see the best placement. But make sure you have working smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. Okay, some real estate. And apparently, this couple that died, there was a combination smoke and carbon monoxide detector in the room, but it was disconnected. What was it, a bedroom? Were they sleeping in a family room, living room? So, maybe it's none of our business, but they put it out there, so who knows? First short sale I've seen in a long time. I keep trying to track any short sales or REOs. A short sale is when someone has overextended and the property is worth less than their loan. And you might say, oh, yeah, prices went up, people are overpaid, now it's worth less. Well, actually, they bought this as far back, I think, as 2003, but in 2007, they put a big loan on it. So this is the first one that I've seen in a while. Maybe one has come up and I missed it, but it was listed for $1,195,000. And it was pending in 2 days. And it's in a really cool street. And we'll see how that goes. Another property just closed for $3.6 million. And it was, let's see, I can't quite tell. I think it was on the market 103 days. It was an out-of-area listing broker. And I don't know, it's either 72 days or 103 days. I'm seeing two different numbers here. It sold for $3,600,000 March 19th, 2026. They started at $6,995,000. Oh my gosh, you hear that? Well, I see prices are coming down. It's an out-of-area agent, and in the agent-only remarks, he said, turn off your alarm. He said, listing price attained by trustees, contact with local agents. Please feel free to submit offers. Well, what's that code for? Hey, I didn't price it. So do-it-yourselfers, beware. The fact is, at least they came down, $6,995,000, and then came down $1 million in 2 weeks. And came down another million in 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks. Came down another million in 3 weeks, $3,995,000, and then sat there from January 2nd until February 17th, and it sold for 3.6. So they didn't get stuck, but who knows? What if they had priced it at 3,600,000 from the get-go? Would they have gotten 3,800,000? We'll never know. Okay, that's number three, four. Low sale for the week was on Lassen Drive, and it had a palm tree. I went to see the house, and it came up out of the ground, and then it made a 90-degree turn, and it went along the ground about 4 or 5 feet, and then it arched straight up. I called the agent who sold it, and I said, "Hey, if they don't like it, because it's kind of blocking the walkway, if they want to get rid of that, please do let me know. I would love to have it." And architectural word of the week, I think I last one I did this was 3 or 4 years ago. Keystone is the central stone in the curve of an arch. Central stone in the curve of an arch or a vault. And a vault is a series of arches. Now you could form a ceiling, hence vaulted ceiling. So that's more interesting than keystone, is the central stone in the curve of an arch or a vault. Okay. Do you know what kind of birth control method Al Gore used when he first got married? Algorithm. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.